Coming up on KSDP News, Boguslav is keeping busy, and Governor Walker has tapped a former Unalaska mayor. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Tuesday, February 21st, 2017. Boguslav Volcano stayed busy this holiday weekend with at least five eruptions since Friday. Janet Schaefer says she was lucky enough to see one of the bigger explosions when she took a helicopter Sunday to the northwestern edge of Unalaska Island. Schaefer works for the Alaska Volcano Observatory, and she was there collecting ash samples from an eruption that dusted the island late last month.
It was around 5:05. We got a text message from the office that the volcano was erupting, and we looked up from our digging, and there it was, a white plume with a gray bottom. So we hauled in our gear, and the helicopter pilot gained some elevations, and we were able to take some photographs of the eruption plume.
That plume extended about 100 miles southeast, over the island and the Pacific Ocean. The AVO reported no ashfall in Unalaska. Since then, Boguslav has been quiet, but scientists say volcanic activity could have escaped detection during yesterday's heavy storm. They believe Boguslav is still in a state of unrest and could explode again with little warning. Governor Bill Walker has appointed Shirley Marquardt as the state's new director of boards and commissions. The former mayor of Unalaska is moving to Anchorage to start her full-time job next month. In her new role, Marquardt will vet candidates for hundreds of appointments the governor makes each year, from the Board of Fisheries to the Alaska Humanities Forum to the Marijuana Control Board. Walker spoke highly of Marquardt when he visited the island in October.
Great location here, a great community. Mayor Shirley is very, very unique and really, really quite an inspiration to a lot of people.
Marquardt moved to Unalaska in 1980 and has worked in the fisheries and shipping industries ever since. She was elected to the city council in 1994 and became mayor a decade later. She held the top job until November when she lost the local runoff election by just 5 votes. Now Marquardt joins a handful of Unalaska officials who have gone on to work for Alaska governors. Most recently, former city manager Chris Ladik joined Walker's cabinet in 2015, serving as commissioner of the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Commercial fishermen are largely at the whim of the seafood market. Prices can vary wildly, while operation costs stay the same. That is, until now. As KCAW's Emily Russell reports, an energy audit aims to help Sitka's fishermen increase their profit margins.
It's a sunny morning in Sitka. Usually Steve Fish, yes, that's his real name, would be out on his boat, the Cariel, trolling for salmon or longlining for black cod or halibut. But today, the 66-foot fishing vessel and its captain are parked in the harbor. Fish has surrendered the Cariel to a swarm of engineers who can't help but ask how his gear works. Fish obliges.
The fish hits the crucifier, and then the winch, as it's hauling the gear, pulls the hook out of the fish's mouth.
They're all aboard the Cariel today to conduct an energy audit of the vessel. Fish, along with 17 other fishermen in Sitka, volunteer to take part.
Yeah, it's dollars and cents.
And for Fish and most others in the industry, each year those dollars and cents are spent at the pump.
You know, we might use somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 gallons.
Do you know how much that costs you?
Well, between $20,000 and $50,000, depending on the price of diesel.
One obvious way to cut costs is with a more efficient engine, but Mike Gaffney says there are other less expensive avenues as well. He's an engineer based in Virginia and usually works on larger ships like cruise liners and Coast Guard cutters.
This is my first episode with fishing vessels, so that's why I keep asking how the operations work.
Gaffney was brought up to help with the Fishing Vessel Energy Efficiency Project. That's a joint effort by the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association and the Alaska Fisheries Development Foundation. Gaffney is collecting a baseline of data, how much energy, say, a vessel like the Cariel uses day to day. Gaffney climbs down the narrow ladder into the carryall's engine room.
And of course, there's lots of room in here to move around.
He's joking. The space, it's tiny. Gaffney tucks himself up against the electric panel and runs wires between it and his power quality analyzer, or PQA, which resembles a clunky, oversized calculator.
It is the Hiyoki 3197 model. That one is sexy.
He starts with the vessel's lighting, recording amperage, voltage, and power factor.
So we're going to measure what he's currently drawing, and then we'll see how long he actually keeps them on. We'll figure out what his annual cost is for operating these lights to see if it's cost-effective to switch to LEDs.
Right now, the vessel uses high-pressure sodium lights, which Gaffney says have a long warm-up period. So fishermen tend to just turn them on and leave them on.
Also, every time you cycle them on and off, it shortens the life of the bulb.
That's not the case for LEDs. There's no warm-up time, and it doesn't hurt to turn them on and off. And they're brighter, Gaffney adds.
If you put a LED lighting in this engine room, it'll brighten it way up.
For fishermen, though, that's not always a good thing. Some complain about the light being too blue, too harsh on the eyes. Another problem unique to fishermen, especially in Alaska, LEDs don't heat up the way other bulbs do, which means more ice buildup on the outside lighting. It's the data, but also these insights that make the project unique.
I don't know of anybody who's doing this type of work on fishing boats.
Chandler Kemp is an engineer based in Sitka. He's compiling all of Gaffney's data and writing up reports for the 18 vessels that volunteered for the audit. Kemp says the end goal is an online tool for fishermen.
It will be a kind of an online interface that people can go on to easily access the information that we've collected and enter in a little bit of information about their boat, say the fisheries they participate in, the length, the engine size.
The tool, which Kemp expects will be released in 2017, will then generate ways to make the vessel more efficient. And for fishermen, that means more profitable. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.
And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.